right. We're here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which always stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's been out there for 30 years. That's right. We've been bringing resources to the 50-plus and the adult children of the 50-plus for the last 30 years. You can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal currently at 650 locations in the 405 area code. And by doing that, you go to OKSeniorJournal.com. That's right. All like it's one word. OKSeniorJournal.com. Hit the little menu button. A distribution will come down and you will see those 650 locations. It tells you exactly where to go. If you don't want to get out, you can always have a look-see of the Oklahoma Senior Journal on your computer or iPad or phone. So we've been digital for 18 years now, and you can see every single page digitally that way. Without further doodly-doos, I have got a couple of guys in here that all of you are going to want to go ahead and know more about. They have ads in the Oklahoma Senior Journal and an article on fraud and scams on page 44 and 74. So I want to encourage you to make sure you go to those two pages when you do pick up your Oklahoma Senior Journal, pages 44 and 74. So I am with Candler Eve. You work for MidFirst Bank.
I do, yes.
And right next to him, I have Bill Muller. And you work for MidFirst Bank.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Tay. So let's get started. Let me tell you a little bit about Candler Eve. He has spent over 16 years as a fraud professional, and you know how much I love my experts on this show, and that obviously makes him an expert. Candler has a wide diversity of experience from large trillion-dollar banks, and this cracked me up when I read this in your bio.
Yeah.
It says, and smaller community banks with just over $10 billion. That's small.
Well, in the banking world, it's not tiny, but, you know, smaller.
My word.
Yeah.
$10 billion. That's considered a small bank. Had no idea, so I learned that. In assets. $10 billion in assets.
That's right.
Candler has created and led multiple fraud programs, including the
Implementation?
Implementation.
Yeah.
And implementation and governance of those programs. He is passionate about preventing and detecting and investigating fraud scams that impact the good of our people in Oklahoma, which, yay for you, high five. I know Bill's a part of this, too.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Since 2019, Candler Eve has been the Director of Enterprise Fraud Risk Management with MidFirst Bank, which, man, that is a mouthful. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more in the show about what your risk management at Bank First, what you're involved with. Candler has served as a subject matter expert at several annual conferences, including the ABA. What does that stand for?
America's Bankers Association.
All right. Financial Crimes Enforcement Conference. Wow. You guys have whole conferences on this.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, there's quite a few.
It's a huge, yeah. And you have to tell me this one.
Verafin.
Verafin Fraud Detection Annual Conference. What does Verafin, is that just?
Verafin software, so they asked me to speak as a subject matter expert.
Yep. Okay, you're pretty excited about it. He currently resides in Edmond with his wife. What's your wife's name?
Colleen.
And your three kids.
Yep.
Three,
yeah. Savannah, CeCe, and Sam.
Savannah, CeCe, and Sam. Shout out to all you guys out there today. All right, so the next person I've got here in the studio is Bill Muller.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm good. Okay, Bill is a certified fraud expert. He was born and raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and had the opportunity to be a major league bat boy in Tulsa. How old were you then?
Minor league bat boy.
You were minor, not major.
Yeah, 5 years. I was from age 12 to 17. I did that.
Was it a blast?
It was unbelievable.
Oh, my word. It would maybe be something. Did you ever want to go into baseball?
No, I didn't have the skills. That's why I was a bat boy. I knew. Yeah, there's a reason I was doing the support.
Okay, I can carry this bat real good.
Yeah.
All right. So this was all in Tulsa. During college, Bill put himself through school working as an equipment manager for the Oklahoma State University football team. You didn't have like a scholarship or anything.
No. I had to pay for school. I pulled a little job thing off the board and went in and they hired me because I was a bat boy before and I had the experience around athletes.
That's great. Oh, my word. How perfect for you to find that little piece of paper saying that, which included traveling to away games. How fun. And we had an awesome job in college and working numerous hours while taking a full load of classes. Bill, you're making me scared. I worked in a bakery, but I didn't take a full load.
Right.
After graduating from OSU, go Pokes. I love OSU. I really love them both because they're Oklahoma. Bill spent time as a counselor for juveniles in treatment centers. And I'm going to stop there because I have more to tell you about Bill, but we need to take our first break. So we'll be back right after this break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which you know what it stands for, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We are on Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9. We'll be right back.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Hi, this is Angel Myers. I'm the owner of The Event House, as seen on HGTV's House Hunters. Well, I would like to invite you to come to see my house, The Event House. If you're looking to host an event on a lakefront property, our Event House was designed to host all your events from birthday, graduation, retirement parties to corporate meetings, maybe even a girls' night out, or have your family reunion in the backyard by the lake or the pool. For more information about The Event House, either call or email me, 405-850-3025 or angelmyers67@icloud.com. Hey, also come see my other house, The Angel House. It's an independent residential share home for 40-plus, 50-plus. We are now open. If you're looking to shed the burden of home ownership without giving up your comfortable way of life, it's waterfront, it's your own home, come see us. For more information, Angel Myers, 405-850-3025. You can email me at angelmyers67@icloud.com. Once again, for more information about The Event House or The Angel House, please call me in Oklahoma City at 405-850-3025. You can email me also at angelmyers67@icloud.com. I'm so looking forward to meeting you.
Village is OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Village is OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our four 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. 701-5355 or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Ball Morris Low.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yes, that's us coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, hey, guys, do you know what OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Perfect.
Yeah. I didn't want to cut off my boss. I knew, but I just didn't want to cut him off.
Keeping it right up there. All right. I may ask y'all again, so now we've already had our practice.
All right.
This is the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which you've heard stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, that fantastic 30-year magazine that's been out there. That MidFirst Bank has one article and one ad in this current issue on pages 44 and 74. So I encourage you all to go check out their article. It is on frauds and scams, and banks are seeing huge amounts of this. Probably, would you say, guys, that it's mainly the seniors that are being targeted?
A lot of people are being targeted, but definitely the seniors present a unique challenge for fraudsters.
Yes.
They're definitely going after those folks.
They're very trustworthy and lonely just to talk to people. So let me get back to talking about Bill here. I left y'all on a cliffhanger. So Bill spent time as a counselor for juveniles in treatment center. Where was that at?
Over in Payton County.
Payton County. All right. I bet that was rewarding.
It was.
Difficult.
I did that for a year.
Next, Bill was a municipal police officer. So that does that mean you're an actual police officer?
Yeah, as a police officer, police officer.
Municipal, I knew you were something military-ish or police. I did when I met you. That comes out, and that's cool. And thank you for your service. He was a municipal police officer in Oklahoma for several years before being hired by the United States Secret Service as a special agent. I actually had my cousin, Gary Mahaffey, worked for the Secret Service. He's a little older than you, though. Mm-hmm. During his tenure with the U.S. Secret Service, Bill had the unique fortune to be involved in providing security protection to current and former presidents. So did my cousin. And vice presidents, and you did vice presidents, and foreign heads of state. Also, as a Secret Service agent, Bill conducted various complex financial cases. What does that mean?
That means you're talking about cases that are multi-jurisdictional, meaning that you're involving some people and victims that are all across the state, sometimes or all across the country, I should say, instead of across the state, and as well as they're also around the nation and also in other parts of the world where you have two or three suspects, and they've targeted people through either the internet, wire fraud, bank fraud, just different scams, identity theft, and they would connect people, and you'd start connecting all these people through different means.
Is this a pretty time-consuming? It's not like a quick capture?
Nothing's a quick capture that's done right.
All right. Bill returned to Oklahoma a few years ago after retiring from the government and has continued to be involved in security and investigative related work. Bill currently serves at MidFirst Bank as the fraud risk review investigator, who specializes in elder financial exploitation reviews. All right, does that sound like you?
Pretty close. That's pretty close, Robin.
Okay, good deal. Well, so as you can see, I've got two experts in their field on frauds and scams. It's something that is what? How many trillions are?
Oh, I don't even know if I have a number on that, but we're definitely in the billions.
The billions.
Or scams. Could it be trillions?
Well, I know it's a huge number, and I know that I get calls all the time from adult children of seniors saying, this is what has happened. Do you have any suggestions? Do you know where I could go? And I have also, even at a conference I was at, it was actually said that MidFirst Bank was one of the best fraud and scam banks.
You mean Preventers? We're not a scam bank.
Scam bank.
Right. Yes, ma'am. All right. You said we're one of the best scam banks. So we're, yeah, we take a
Thank
serious
you for
involvement.
Correcting me.
Right, Robin, as far as the,
right.
the exploitation of not just our older customers, but really any customer. Mm-hmm. In fact, I talked to an older customer, actually an older non-customer the other day, who is going to move his funds to MidFirst just based on us reaching out to him. He's a victim of identity theft investigation we were doing, and he was so impressed with the way MidFirst, you know, responds and looks into how our customers are doing. He was like, why are you calling me? And we said, we found your name in this investigation.
I love that story. That's a great story. How long have you each been involved in fraud reviews and investigative work? Who is at risk? And we've talked about the elderly, and I know everyone's at risk, but I know elderly have a target on their back.
Yeah, I mean, wherever you, I tell you, with money and emotion, wherever they intersect, there's gonna be scams there, particularly with elderly folks. Definitely a lot of changes in their life. Things are happening. Sometimes there's some cognitive concerns.
Sure.
Fraudsters are definitely like a bee to honey. Go right after it.
Yes, they do.
And I'll jump in there,
Bill.
And say that he said money and emotion. It's money and desperation is what I see in my investigations.
Okay.
Where there's always some sort of desperation and always some life-changing event. I think in when you were saying earlier, Robin, when people call you asking, adult children are calling you, asking you what to do, there's always some life-changing event. I would challenge anybody to say, on any of these investigations or any of these cases that you've been brought to even your attention, there's always some life event, whether it's an illness, a passing, a divorce, or somebody coming into the family, like who is this stranger, a caregiver, there's always a life event that triggers some sort of fraud.
Absolutely. My uncle, who was a doctor, so he was a big brain guy, was scammed twice on the same scam. The grandfather, where the grandchild is in jail and you need to send money ASAP.
It's on my list.
Oh, it's on your list. Okay.
I've got a great story about that, some real time once we're done.
You could tell it right now.
Well, we've had a case just like that where in real time we had a customer down in the Moore area several months ago who was that exact same, we call it the jail scam. They received the phone call and thought, wait a minute, my grandson's in jail. They do the whole, is this grandma?
Yeah.
Is that you, Bobby?
Yeah.
And they immediately say, oh, yeah, it's me, Bobby. Well, the long and short of this case was the customer came to our banking center, pulled out a large amount of funds, was out of pattern for them. I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the scammer came to their house to pick up the funds.
Wow.
And this scammer ended up being a Cuban national from Miami who had flown in the day before, rented a U-Haul so they would look like a courier.
Yes.
And they provided the money. Then that same scammer went up to Stillwater and was arrested that next day because they were trying to run the same scam on somebody up there, an older customer, who was alerted the police, and they arrested him. No cash or funds were recovered, only several receipts. And you got to keep in mind, Robin, this guy was arrested, and he'd only been in the Oklahoma area for 3 days and had over 500 miles on this rental van that was just rented and had multiple receipts from wiring money. So you think of all those people that provided money to those folks.
Where is he taking that money immediately like that? Why is it gone?
You can take that and wire that money anywhere. Wiring money is so easy, sending funds somewhere, but he had no cash. He knew to not have any cash on him. We see that jail scam often, in the sense of not maybe showing up. We had a shot of the guy at the door from the doorbell camera.
Yeah, those doorbell
cameras.
That's
how we were able to connect him as being the same one that went up to Stillwater.
And when did this happen?
I'd say maybe almost a year ago now.
Okay.
Yeah, that type of scam, very common. So what Bill is describing happens often, a little too often.
Yeah.
All these, whenever we tell these stories, Robin, and whenever we do these presentations, Kayla and I do presentations at churches, older groups, senior groups. I've talked at my church. I know that Candler does talks without me. Believe it or not, we can function without each other. But what we say is that people are always shocked when these occur, when we tell these stories.
Exactly, always. Even though it's been talked about so many times. Well, we're going to take another break. We're going to continue educating you on frauds and scams in Oklahoma and all around here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. I'm going to clue you guys in. What does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Y'all don't get that excited.
Yeah.
It's really like this. Oklahoma Senior Journal.
You're the professional. We'll let you do that.
Yeah, we're just a couple dudes.
Yeah. Doing their thing. And you're listening to us on Oklahoma Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. We're coming back in here again here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic 30-year publication, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We happen to love to bring live on air our guests that are actually in the magazine. MidFirst Bank is on page 44 and 74. On page 74, they actually have an article on frauds and scams. So what are some examples of financial frauds and scams?
Probably some of the most egregious and active ones we see are the scams where people tap into your computer and do the overpayment scam. And I'll go into some of these more as we go along. Mm-hmm. But then it's also the scam of the lottery scam. The lottery scam might be the most popular one we see, popular in the sense of most prolific in scamming people, Robin.
Okay.
The lottery scam is, in fact, we have a customer I was just talking to yesterday. People think that they've won a lottery that they haven't entered. People think they've won something, a sweepstakes that they haven't entered. Mm. And they get these notices by mail. We have customers who don't even have iPhones, email. They get a notice in the mail.
Right.
And they're still getting
scammed. And those kind of look more official.
They're still getting scammed, and they'll respond to them. People who only have a landline in their house that are getting scammed.
Yeah.
And so
people
always think, oh, that couldn't happen to my relatives.
Yeah.
And it can, because these lottery scams are probably the most popular one that I've seen in all the different cases we see, is always the lottery scam, and then also the tapping into the computer. When people are on their computer and they're like, oh, these people are here to help me. It's that trust. And then they start clicking on links.
And because they're not super familiar with the computer.
With their technology.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. They allow people to come in and they are trusted. And that's part of the reason we get into the why do people get scammed and why do they believe what they're believing. It's because of that trust. We naturally have that trust.
And a lot of times people don't want to tell anyone they've been duped.
That is true, and that's exact opposite of what needs to happen.
Exactly.
When people have been duped, it is the benefit to everyone if they share, hey, here's what happened, I was a victim of this, so that others don't fall for the same.
And that's the key word, to realize they've been a victim. These people are professionals. They study this and work this day in and day out. Probably just as much as time you put in with the Secret Service. That's how honed in they are to this. And so people are very susceptible. They work on the psychological part also in people. and the trust.
They do, and that's why earlier during the break I was mentioning that book called Duped.
Thank you.
And I don't have the author's name off the top of my head, but you can literally just Google Duped. D-U-P-E-D. And it's a fantastic read. The author herself was duped twice in relationships. She shares that, but at the same time, there's some great detail in there about people being scammed, different types of scams, and the sociological side of why that occurs.
Yes.
The trust, all different ages, all different walks of life, and it's fascinating. And I think it's a good explanation for people on... People always tell me when I'm talking to different customers, different victims, well, I'm smart. I'm a veteran. I'm intelligent. I got a PhD. It could happen to anybody.
Anybody.
Anytime. Kind of to echo what Candler is saying is we always, people always are embarrassed when I'm talking to them, and we always encourage them to share with their friends and family. Because I always say, we're not going to get your money back. The odds of getting your money back, very small. But the odds of you benefiting somebody else and being a blessing to somebody else, way more odds of that.
There
if you tell you the story, somebody in your circle of friends is probably being scammed right now.
And I have heard this, because I've gone to a few conferences on these things because of senior population that I am involved with. So something I've heard is a good idea is to have a code word. What do y'all think about that? Like on my uncle, for instance, if he would have said, well, if this is Kevin, what's our code word?
I will share this. Authentication, as far as passwords, code words, always a good idea, but it's a good idea as long as you are keeping those private. The issue that we run into quite a bit, and Bill mentioned this, is folks get tricked into sharing those secret passwords, code words, one-time passcodes, pick your flavor, because scam we're seeing currently is we'll have fraudsters pose as the bank and say, share with me your secret password or whatnot, because we're authenticating.
Exactly what he's talking about. Sorry to cut you off, Candler, but what he's talking about is like this computer scam. Somebody's computer's locked up, and then they get this, they click this link, they call this phone number, and then the hacker's on there, or the scammer, I should say, and they start asking for all your, oh, well, share this with me, tell me this. Well, you're starting to tell somebody all that information. So everything's only as good as you are protecting it.
Yeah.
You don't share information, private information.
So the bank will only ask you certain things,
right?
Particularly where people get tricked, and as Bill was mentioning, there's text messages going around that pose to say, hey, did you do this transaction, which you can say fine, say no, but then the fraudster starts calling you. And one of the big tricks that we're seeing, and it's on senior citizens as well, is, well, hey, to authenticate you, let me have your username and your password to your online account. The bank's just not going to ask
no
you
way.
Your name and password. We're not going to do that. And people are giving that because they're thinking it's the bank, and it turns out to be fraudsters. So we do see that a bit with senior citizens, that fraudsters are going after them because just their lack of familiarity with online banking.
Can you tell me what are some case reviews at MidFirst Bank? I know you've covered a few.
I mean, we have so many
that are kind of trending. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are just, there's such a variety. And I mean, I don't know, the one that's trending is probably that computer one that we've talked about, the advance fee scam, where we're talking about where, you know, hey, you got to pay these fees, but we're going to send you some money. And then there's these customers and these victims get so into Robin where they'll send some funds in. And then we get a hold of them, and sometimes we can talk to them and let them know of what's actually occurring.
Right.
And they'll get back with us and say, oh, okay. And they realize they're a victim of a scam. Other people are so into it, they are just keep sending money, and they'll keep sending money, and they'll think that I'm the boogeyman and the bad guy. And so we can't do anything for them, and they just will hand their money over to...
The rule of thumb is don't ever give away money if they're asking for money.
Right. Well, the rule of thumb that we're trying to teach people, and the word we really want to get out is anybody that's trying to make something urgent and immediate and that has to be done right now, you should take a pause. Yeah. That's our big word at MidFirst, is taking the pause.
Somebody's calling us fraudster right now.
Yeah. Somebody's trying to scam texting me right now while we're talking, wanting you to.
It says scam likely on my phone right now.
It probably does.
So probably is.
But yeah, that's the thing we're pushing, though, is to just do that pause and not immediately give into a transaction, because not just with our customers, but also with our colleagues, because a lot of our banking centers are so urgent to, oh, our customers here, they want this $25,000. They said they need it right away without asking some additional questions.
Right. And this is something that MidFirst Bank does. Y'all ask questions.
Yeah. So we're always going to try to understand the context of the transaction for just to help with the safety of the customer. We see a lot of folks that are what we call mules. Mules, the issue there is they're not trying to give away their own money. They've received money from somewhere, usually some sort of illicit activity, and then they're pushing that money back out in some way. It could result in their account becoming negative. It could be a result in having some been participant in a fraud scam of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are convinced to be mules in different ways. A lot of time it is a romance scam that's happened.
I was just going to ask you about romance scams.
Still very big.
We see. So, and in fact, the romance scam and money muling usually goes hand in hand. In fact, I just had one a couple weeks ago where a lady lost excessive funds, amount of money.
Yeah.
And she was bringing funds in, although she had no idea where the funds were coming in. And then she was sending them back out. And she thought she was literally helping out. Yeah, and we see that over and over again. But again, it goes back to that book, Duped. She didn't want to let down this person she thought she was in a relationship with. He needed help. She thought she was helping. Turned out she had dug herself a really large hole.
Right.
Got to talk with federal law enforcement.
Oh, my word. Did you want to add something?
Absolutely. Probably. And I don't know if Bill agrees with this. We'll see. But probably the hardest to convince anyone of is that they've been duped in a romance scam. Mm. We see it all the time where they just don't want to let go because they've built a relationship.
Right.
Yep.
It's in their heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had some of those. I've been yelled and cussed at by the best of them, and usually it's an older lady that's in a romance scam.
There. Okay. We are taking another break. We will be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, guys, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Here on, oh, he got into it that time. Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Roxanne Parks, and I am currently delighted and honored to be serving the great state of Oklahoma as Miss Oklahoma Senior America 2022. And we and my team would like to invite you to come out and celebrate the Age of Elegance with senior women over 60 years old that will be performing in our upcoming Miss Oklahoma Senior America pageant. It will be held on Saturday, April 15, 2023 at 1 p.m. at the new and the beautiful Mustang Performing Arts Center in Mustang, Oklahoma. We will enjoy and cheer on the contestants as they will be scored in four different categories: interview, talent, evening gown, and philosophy of life. What a sweet time to come out and support some Oklahoma seniors, as we know the future generation is always built upon the shoulders of her seniors. So come on out on Saturday, April 15th, 1 p.m. at the beautiful Mustang Performing Arts Center. We hope to see you there.
Are you a member of the 50-plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th and include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olli.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9 coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Come join us for the 22nd annual UConn Senior Games kicking off this week. The UConn Senior Games is an opportunity for athletic and creative competition and so much more. We're talking about a chance to compete in an environment where new friendships and peer support guide the competitions. Events such as pickleball,
billiards,
archery,
golf,
basketball,
table tennis,
bowling,
track and field,
and so much more. We've had competitors that have taken their skills to the Olympics and competitors who've just learned a new sport by entering the event and trying. For more information, you can visit UConnOK.gov or call 405-350-8937. Once again, that's UConnOK.gov under the Parks and Recreation tab. We'll see you at the games.
Okay, that's right. We are back here with the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. I'm Robin Gunn, your hostess, and OSJ always stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We've been bringing resources for the last 30 years to the 405 area code. Because of our 30th anniversary, we were an insert in the Oklahoman, so we even got to go outside the 405 area code to a lot of rural communities, and I got lots of emails from those communities telling me how much they loved having the magazine in the Oklahoman. I've got MidFirst Bank here. They're talking about frauds and scams. I want to encourage you, when you do pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal, to go to pages 44 and 74. And I'm going to throw the mic over here to Candler, and you tell me a little bit about Money Moments.
Yeah, so moneymoments.com, great spot for education.
Will you say that one more time slow?
Yeah, moneymoments.com.
Beautiful.
Great financial education. We have some banking basics on there, but I'm going to do a selfish plug if that's okay.
Do it.
So if you want Bill and I to come speak at your event about to particularly senior folks, we'd be happy to. And you can sign up right on there and have us come out and talk to the folks that mean most in your life. Mm-hmm. But there's also online tutorials on here talking about just banking basics, savings and spending, things like that, but also identity theft. Mm. So, you know, shameless plug again.
There, I like it.
But definitely willing.
This is informative.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would check that out, moneymoments.com, to get some financial education.
My next question is about red flags. We've all heard about red flags. So what are some potential red flags seen in elder scams and fraud situations?
I would say, again, back to a little bit what we were talking about in the last segment, is one of the largest red flags is the out-of-pattern urgency transactions. When that customer comes in and says, I need $25,000 in cash right now, I've got to have it because of whatever the reason.
Right.
Renovations, teeth work, I'm putting cash in my socks, whatever. We've heard all the reasons. And believe us, we know that people need cash and people need funds for legitimate reasons. Mm-hmm. However, when it's that out of pattern and they have that urgency and it has to be right now and they... And also what we see, too, is normally a customer who's normally docile, very congenial, they're angry and agitated. It's because they're stressed out and they're keeping a lie and a secret. Mm. And so that's something we've noticed, too, with their behavior, is this complete change in their demeanor. It's something we see over and over again, is they're not their normal self. They're not acting themselves. We could tell stories longer than you have to hear, Robin, of that, where if people would pay attention to their, not just their, if they're a teller at a bank, but their loved ones, their friends, of how they're acting, you can see, you'd be like, man, something's going on. This is out of pattern of why are they doing these types of activity.
Is there anything that you teach about, you know, frauds and scams that other people, like you just mentioned, other people can go, if I'm only hearing 5% of this, there's probably 100% I'm, you know, 95% I'm not hearing.
One thing that I would share is, particularly when you're in the middle of a transaction or in the middle of someone explaining to you why you need to do something, if you take a moment and just pay attention to your own heart rate. If your heart rate starts going up, you need to listen to yourself a little bit. And why is that happening? Why am I getting emotional about this transaction? Try to be self-aware there. Because those fraudsters, as Bill was talking about very eloquently, that desperation, that emotion, they particularly try to attack that. If you're all of a sudden feeling desperate, a little bit out of control, that fraudster has you where they want.
And it's also, following up on that, would be the, does this make sense? Always ask yourself, if I was telling this story to my friend, my spouse, my buddies down at the bar, at the church, at the VA, whatever, would this make sense to them that, oh, hey, I just won a sweepstakes. I just have to pay $10,000 to get my million, but I have to send it here and put it in all these steps that don't make any normal sense.
Right.
Did you win something that you didn't roll for?
Right.
No. I mean, and all these things like, wait a minute, you're sending money to some other account and you're getting checks from somebody you've never met? All these kind of things. It's like, ask yourself additional questions.
Exactly. So, and I think it's great to bring it up to friends and family.
Right.
Just
but
to kind of bounce
don't want to because what the scammer always says is, don't tell anybody. They play like they're being, they're investigators. They play like, keep this a secret. And what we always say, like when we were little, if an adult says to you, don't tell anybody, that's probably a red flag.
That's right. That's right? Exactly right. Tell me a situation that you've discovered when somebody either comes to their senses and goes, oh my word, I'm being scammed right now. What is something, what are some of the things they can do?
The best thing they can do is, one, they need to tell a trusted person. That's okay. The first step they need to do, because that trusted person is going to act almost like an accountability partner that's going to be able to bring them and guide them at the bank, somebody that they can confide in, somebody that they can bring that trust back to, and that's going to be able to help them with their banking issues, their police reports, and kind of making sure, like, I hate to use this analogy, but to stop the bleeding.
Yes.
To be able to be like, hey, let's stop the flow of funds exiting. Let's make sure that they don't have access to any of your credit. So to have that trusted person close to you, that's the first thing you need to do. And that kind of gives that victim confidence to, all right, now I can make these steps and go forward. That's the way, when I'm talking to a victim, I always see, who do you have? Like, is it a, you know, an adult child? Do you have somebody down at your church, somebody at your senior center that you confide in that
well,
we can partner with?
I'm on first name basis with my bankers.
You say that, Robin. You also have to remember the bank can only play certain roles, and we're only allowed to, we can't be a fiduciary in certain roles. We're not allowed to, you know, there's only certain things. We've had issues. In fact, I have a case where a customer was very close with one of our colleagues and ended up adding a trusted person supposedly to her account, ended up losing over $500,000. But she kept coming back to our colleague, and our colleague could have taken a little bit more active approach, I should say. But it kind of had that too close of a friend relationship. If she would have had somebody outside, that trusted associate, to try to help with that, I think that would have been brought to light a little bit sooner that this person was exploiting.
Exactly. So we are coming back here. We're going to wrap up the show. Do not leave. You've got pen and paper on you. Make sure you are able to get this information down today. This is extremely important. Oklahoma Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. This is our shortest break. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hello, this is Robin Gunn, your hostess here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for, guys?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That was Bill. That was Bill getting that.
I remember that.
Okay, I want to get into the last moments of the show and ask Bill, what would you like people to take away from the show?
Two things, really. One, there's no shame in being victimized and being a victim of fraud or elder exploitation. Share with your friends, your neighbors, tell others so that they can be prevented, keep them from being victimized. Mm-hmm. And plus, it just gets the word out. You know, the best disinfectant is daylight and sunlight. I mean, and getting the word out. Also, if you are victimized and you discover some fraud, if it's at your bank, you need to notify your bank. If make a police report, document these things, keep a log, look on the internet, and there's places and resources to be able to provide you with like this step-by-step of what you need. But again, it's important to not take no action. You have to be proactive. Mm-hmm. And if you're confused what to do, call your police department. Say, hey, I'm a victim of fraud or identity theft. What should I do? There's plenty of guidance on there. There's plenty of free tips out there of what to do. But any bank will also, you can go in any banking center, not MidFirst, really any banking center, and they'll provide you those tips too. But you have to take action. You cannot
take action.
You got to take action and be decisive. You can't just sit there and think, well, it'll be okay. They got some money, but I'll just hope it goes away. Especially if you provided any of your personal identifiers.
They'll be back.
Yes.
Like Arnold.
Okay. They'll be back. And let me brag on Bill for a second.
Okay.
One of the great things he does is, and big tip, and I've shared this with actually other banking partners who are fraud experts out there, but he'll ask that individual write down exactly what happened. I tell you, both the time for the person to reflect on it and to write down what happened, so many times people realize after that,
Oh boy.
Has happened. I encourage folks, when they think they might be part of a scam, sit down, write that down like Bill says to do. And it'll bring a lot of things to light.
That is a good word. Well, tell us how we get a hold of MidFirst Bank. Would they ask for a certain department?
So if you feel like you've been a victim of fraud, definitely give us a call at 888-MIDFIRST. That's also 888-643-3477.
Will you slow that down to it one more time?
Sure. 888-643-3477. That person will be able to help you just share that what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Also, MidFirst.com has great resources, and we also talked about MoneyMoments.com.
Yes.
So you got multiple resources there for you.
That's great. Guys, I loved having you on the show. I've learned a lot. It'll only serve me well with the seniors that call me. Thank you both for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. MidFirst Bank, they are a great bank to help you in frauds and scams because they do hire experts. You've been listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We will see you next week with another informative show. Yeah.